probably sold more of these tapes than anything else. That's a remarkable self-interview by the rather out-of-it Mark Smith of The Fall. Well, let's kick off now.
I shout for The Fall, and I'm about to interview myself for my friend Grant in his bid to clean up the market interested in what emperors and latter-day art heroes like myself have to say. Hang on, I'll just get my lines. Yeah, I could go on about what a load of shit the music biz is and all that. And how Melody Maker is becoming a threat to the proletariat. I sincerely believe that. My mother just told me that the person of the group that recorded Turning Japanese, you know, Turning Japanese, was a fucking liar. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? So I'll stick to my band and just say The Fall have got a single coming out about June on a record label I'm not prepared to disclose.
And he's not selling out,
being how I wrote Elastic Man, which is about how the public kill off their heroes' creativity, and City Hobgoblin, which was originally entitled Case for the Jews, not that that's got anything to do with the song, presently about to be released. Go into your record dealer and ask your local record dealer why he's such a dick. City of Goblins is, it's good. It's, Peon to Paranoia. Number 1097. We've got a new drummer on it, called Paul Hanley, who's Steve's brother, who can't be here at the moment because he's at school. The rest can't be here at the moment because I wouldn't let them come here at the moment. Paul took over from Mike, who left the band a while back for various reasons. In fact, they got there's a fanzine interview with him, and this is how he quotes us. He asked him about The Fall relationship with drugs, and he says, let's get this straight. Drugs have killed and maimed thousands of people, and it's about so-called working-class heroes stood up and said something about it. Well, Mike was always a good contrast to the band. I won't bring up, like, the 80 million teddy boy deaths caused by the landing craft invasion in 1983. Let's just say, The Fall are okay, change is as good as the rest. Means I'd do sporadic gigs around everywhere. Let's go back to Elastic Man. About the public killing off their heroes' creativity. I was talking more about Jimmy Greaves, George Best. If you don't believe me, just ask them. Biographical! To biographical. The Fall are okay. We're doing an LP soon which will consist of some songs with good stories and some melodies and voices, instrument exercises. This LP will fill up the rubbish bin and plug up the coffee table like those other 73 revival LPs masquerading under various new wave trademarks, but will put a bit of intelligence back into the scene as usual. All the groups imitators, but they always underrators. I don't think I should shut up about bands presently making a mint out of Fall rip-offs, but they've got to live with themselves, and I wouldn't like to be them. Now, I've just met this lad, you know, he's been made redundant. He heard us on Kid Jensen or something. They just burned the kid. But this is one of my...
This lad wasn't very impressed. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. I mean, no way is he going to figure it out from the morass of stuff he's got to listen to. It's very common nowadays. People are told somehow what the bands, so bands are good. If a band acts like stars, they'll be treated like stars, you know, that's common sense. But the main idea of the Fall is to leave the mark, and we have done and we will carry on doing. Instead of asking why the Fall in it, people should ask why are the other bands in it. If you put it on a world situation basis, it's like the Russians are persecuted. Well, the Russians aren't persecuted, but the Russians are sort of rightfully castigated for publicising what they do, why the Argentinians and IDMN get away with things and we play football against them and go into their country because they are not honest about, you know this because it is well documented. It's pretty same thing in music. If a band gets treated like stars, they act like stars. The fact that nobody turns up to the gigs doesn't seem to really matter. But it works. It works on the public. I'm changing into Art Hotel 17. I have two theories. The first, the Northern White crap theory. How can you listen to idiots like him that's just been on? My second theory is underground medicine. Here is that fool who's just been talking, singing about it.
Inimitable Mark E. Smith of The Fall there, and a little piece of The Fall Live. Started a clip because it was rather loose sort of quality, like the rest of this tape.